trouble in my way. I have cried sometimes. Lord, so much trouble. I have cried sometimes. I lay awake at night. But that's all right. I know that my Jesus,
he will fix it
after a while. Oh, so much trouble
in my way.
I have to pray sometime.
Oh,
so much trouble
in my way.
I have to pray sometime. I lay awake at night. But that's all right.
That's all right.
I know that my Jesus,
he will fix it
after a while. Oh, you know that he stepped
in the burden
a long time ago. Stepped in with Sarah and Meshach. And Abednego, Lord,
they weren't worried.
This I know that my Jesus,
he will fix it.
A fire in a furnace,
Jesus, he will fix it.
He's comfort when lonely,
Jesus, he will fix it.
A heart regulator, a mother for the motherless,
Jesus, he will
fix it. A father for the fatherless,
Jesus, he will fix it.
He's fixed it for me,
Jesus, he will fix
and he'll fix it for you.
Jesus, he will fix it.
I know that my Jesus,
he will fix it.
After a while. So much trouble
in my way.
I have cried sometimes. So much trouble
in my way.
I have cried sometimes.
I lay awake at night.
But that's all right. I know that my Jesus, I'm glad that my Jesus, I know that my Jesus,
after a while.
Glad about it.
Yes.
There's no problem too big for him to fail. Doesn't matter what the situation may be,
yes.
We can take it to him. We'll talk today from Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. And it reads, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. It is appointed unto mankind once to die, but after this, the judgment. I prepared this message early last week. For looking together with it today. I had no idea that my sister would pass away today. But I'm going to talk about life's past appointment. It is appointed unto mankind once to die. After death, the judgment. Somebody used to sing a song, I wouldn't mind dying if dying was all. But you and I should be assured of the fact that dying isn't all. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the appointment, the judgment. While on a mission trip in Coventry, England, a number of years ago, many significant events occurred. Former President F.W. de Klerk was president of South Africa from 1989 to 1994, during which time he worked with Nelson Mandela to successfully end the country's apartheid system of racial segregation. He had, at one of our meetings, was the keynote speaker. He shared with us when and how Nelson Mandela had transitioned from prison to president. God is an awesome God, and nothing is too hard for God. On August the 30th, same year, 1997, Diana and Dodie left the Ritz Hotel in Paris, France, accompanied by in a car by Al Fayed, family driver, and Dodie's bodyguard. They were pursued by paparazzi and crashed in a tunnel in Paris. Diana died in the early hours of August 31st. Her funeral on September 6, 1997, was seen by billions worldwide on television, with nothing to suggest that she was in the family of God. Late last week, Prince was found dead in an elevator. Madonna said he changed the world, a true visionary. What a loss. I'm devastated. There were the sentiments of many because he was internationally known for his giftedness. The only record that I heard last week was that they found a Bible somewhere. I heard later this week, after going online, that first of all, he was a Seventh-day Adventist, later moved to be some other denomination other than one that should be suggested, Jehovah's Witness. Each time I read the surprising death of someone, I know and am reminded of my own death. I wonder not so much the when of death, but my main thought that goes through my mind is I wonder how will I die? How will I die? I'm not talking about some automobile accident or natural causes or a heart attack. What I do mean is, what spiritual state will my life be when I die to meet God? I want us to look today in the Word of God at some men and how they die. I want you to think today, it's not a question of if I die. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it is appointed unto mankind once to die, appointment number one, but after death, the judgment. We all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of our lives while we lived on this planet. With his love and mercy and grace has purchased salvation for every mankind. And my father used to sing, and in my home was repeated, if I die and my soul is lost, it's nobody's fault but my own. Prayers have been prayed in my home. Songs of significance have been sung in my home. Witness has been given in my home. And if I die and my soul is lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. So I want to talk about, just a while today, how some people died. First of all, the rich man in Luke chapter 16 died unprepared. Jesus tells us in this story that the rich man and the poor man. The poor man died and went to heaven. The man that was overlooked by the rich man. Dogs, when he was suffering and sick, licked him. The sores on his body. But he went to heaven. He did not go to heaven because he was poor. He went to heaven because he was not saved. I mean, because he was saved. The rich man, on the other hand, died and went to hell. That's what the Bible says. Not because he was rich. God is not against somebody being rich. But he died and went to hell because he was not saved. When he found himself suffering in hell, he tried to go get Abraham to go and visit his family and tell them not to come. But it was too late. I'm sure that the rich man's funeral made all the news. I'm sure that his obituary would mention all the good things that he did. But the best thing was overlooked. He probably left the family in good shape because he was a rich, wealthy man. But he would be spending the rest of eternity in a place called hell because he died unprepared. Nobody is prepared that has not yet come to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of their lives. And yet the salvation is available to every person. If we can confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. I imagine at that funeral all the dignitaries, all the wealthy people in the neighborhood, because he's probably done many good things, providing help for people, many, many good things. But he died unprepared. The word of God says very emphatically, prepare to meet our God. I'm not going to hold you long. I want to move on. Several things that I want to say about the condition people die. Secondly, Ananias died unclean. He sold some property and he promised to give it for the poor. Find that in Acts chapter 5. But he gave some and held back some too. And gave the impression that he was giving it all. He died unclean, pretending to be something that he was not. That's called hypocrisy. He went to heaven embarrassed and ashamed because he had not lived the life as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ should live. You and I who are in the family of God, born again, our lives are different from those whose lives have not been saved by the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are to be witnesses wherever we are. We ought to be people that are people of truth, stand up to the promises that we make, live the way that God expects us to live, and give guidance and direction to us and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit of the living God. He died unclean. I don't know about you, but I don't want to meet the Master unclean. Someone who loved us so much, as the song choir said today, God so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believe in him. And he says, if you believe me, you will keep my commandments. Faith is beyond going to church. Faith is beyond behaving yourself a little better. Faith is having a right relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Well, I told you I wasn't going to hold you long. I added a song. I wanted to be blessed by my wife, and I wanted us to share. Thirdly, Judas died unchurched and unsaved. I said unchurched, first of all, because he joined the disciples and was present with Jesus and the disciples in every event. Amen. So he was part of what was at that time was called the church. He was a member, and he participated in almost everything. But he was in the church unsaved. My appeal to everybody is to make sure that you have come out of darkness into the marvelous light of God's amazing grace, where you can sing emphatically, saved by his power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet, and my joy is complete because I'm saved. Judas. He was a devil from the beginning. That's what the Bible says. But he was one of the leading disciples. One thing we all know, this one thing I know, according to the blind man, he said, I don't know a whole lot, but this one thing I do know. Whereas I was blind, but now I see. Songwriter picked it up and said, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. There are many people today who are in the church and unsaved. My encouragement to all of us is never to talk down on somebody's condition. But share the good news of the gospel. Pray for people. Because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Nothing can wash away our sin but the blood of Jesus Christ. Fourthly, Stephen died unafraid. He had been a strong witness to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was one that knew well the Word of God and shared the Word of God with people who opposed hearing the truth from the Word of God. He died being stoned to death because he stood up to what it meant to be a child of God. What I'm really trying to say right now is that sometimes our journey isn't easy. Sometimes there is severe and serious opposition. But I want you to know that no matter what your encounters may be, as a servant of the true and the living God, God's grace remains sufficient. It does not matter what we encounter in our lives, and we will encounter opposition. We will encounter many difficulties in our lives. But God's grace remains sufficient. He died unafraid, knowing in advance the opposition and the hatred and bitterness and anger that had been generated because if he stood up for the Word of God and stood up for what's right. Makes me think about the song that says, stand up. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. Let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Oh, what a wonderful privilege it is to be a part of the family of God and to know that when this earthly house of tabernacle is dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made by hands, eternal in the heavens. Stephen died, lay dead with stones being thrown upon him, tearing his body apart. But the word of God says he saw Jesus standing up in glory. Nowhere else in the Bible do you find where Jesus stood up when somebody died. I would believe that Jesus stood up because Stephen stood up. And the message comes to us, stand up for Jesus, like soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. You will be talked about. You will be challenged. And you by some will be despised and hated. I've had enemies, I can't even realize, the hard to know who they are and find out they're enemies. There have been many times in my life that I discovered that there were enemies. That there were people out to try to discourage and to do something kind of damage to the work that I've engaged to do. Well, he died unafraid. The last and five. The Bible tells us that the Apostle Paul died unashamed. I hope nobody's under the sound of my voice to be ashamed to meet Jesus. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I hope you're not ashamed of the gospel being good news of Jesus Christ. Paul says, talk about me. I've been jailed. I've been beaten. I've been mistreated. You name it, I've experienced it. But I'm still not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've been judged. I've been criticized. I've been talked about. I've had every kind of negative encounter you can almost imagine. Folk have walked away from me and said I was out of my mind. But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to anybody that believes. I want to remind you today that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've been trying to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ for more than 50 years, and I tell you what, no matter what has ever happened in my life, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation. I had no idea that today I would receive a call just before I was ready to leave that my sister had passed away. But you know what? I, along with my family, decided to bring her from Chicago here to try to make sure that she received the kind of treatment. Can I get a witness? Even though dementia had set in and she wouldn't hardly understand what was going on, but we brought her here and tried to take care of her, gave her the best nursing home that we could find that cost more than $6,000 a month for about 3 years and more. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm not ashamed of the gospel. We are to let our light shine. We are to be witnesses. And just the other day, my sister, my daughter and I were out there to see my sister just a few days ago, and I was teasing with her, and I said, why don't you get up and cook? You know what she said? Do it yourself. But that's my sister, and I love my sister. But I'm so glad today that I remember the time when she gave her life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that she had been washed in the blood of the sacrificed lamb, and I know that she just woke up this morning, not in hell and not in a hospital, but where the wicked shall cease from troubling and the weary shall be at rest. I'm just so glad that I'm a child of God. I'm so glad that you are a child of God. I am so glad that God loves every one of us. And some glad morning, when this life is over, I'm going to fly away. I'm going where the wicked ceases from troubling and where the weary shall be at rest. I'm not guessing about it. I'm not nervous about it, because absent from this body, I'm going to be present with God. Aren't you glad about it? Aren't you glad you know him? Aren't you glad that he loves us so much that he gives us salvation? Aren't you glad to be in the family of God? Anybody in here glad to be in the family of God? Anybody glad that you have your salvation? You have something to rejoice about. You have something to be thankful about, because Jesus made it possible for you and I to be a part of the family of God. That's the message. Invitation is extended. Maybe you don't know Jesus. You can leave this place a saved person. The invitation is open. You don't have a church home? This is a church where we do church. This is a church where we don't play church. We invite you to come. You are unsaved. You can leave this place a new creature, because if anybody is in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things become new. Invitation is open. You come. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Invitation is open to you today. Rededication of your life. Accept Christ as your Savior, Lord. Join this church. Anybody else needs to come today? Would you bow your heads as the instruments continue to play, and let me just say a quick prayer. Lord, I don't know what other people want to be, but I do know one thing. Will be wise, anyone will be, to make you Savior and Lord of their lives. One day we'll depart this earth. We need to make sure that we have a right relationship with the one that we're going to meet. We'll stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid our sin debt. Surely we don't want to face him without having received the blessing he has provided for us. Lord, as we approach the conclusion of this service, I pray that should there be anyone that needs to come for prayer or who have made a decision to begin their walk with you, I pray, God, that they'll have the boldness, the courage, and the desire and decision to make that move. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. One more verse. We never want to rush anybody into a decision not thought through. We're available for meeting with you and talking with you any day of the week. Not just me, these counselors and other leaders in this church will be sensitive to your call should you desire to make it. Consider yourself dismissed.